God. God is good. Can you help me look for the hymn, Take My Life, Let It Be? They're not following me. I said they should look for the hymn, Take My Life, Let It Be. Hallelujah. When you get it, let me know. The things that I do, hallelujah, the things that I lay my hands upon to do, they'll be filled with the glory of God, hallelujah, to His glory and to His praise. These are prayers, hallelujah, and we need to hold on to them. It says, take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for you, hallelujah. And so where the Lord will not take me, hallelujah, my feet will not take me in Jesus' name. Where the Lord will not lead me, my feet will not go in Jesus' name. Where the Lord will not be glorified, my feet will not go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Next verse. Take my voice and let them sing. Always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with sing, hallelujah, always only for my King. Amen. Bible tells us that the tongue, hallelujah, is like a ruler. It can change the course of anything. And it says if you don't tame it, it will do what you do not want it to do. Hallelujah. And the Bible also tells us that it can set a whole, just like little fire can set the whole forest on fire, so the tongue, if it's not tamed, hallelujah. It says the same tongue we use to praise God is the same tongue we use to scold, hallelujah. But this day, hallelujah, it says, take my voice and let me sing always only for my King, amen. And says, take my lips and let them be, hallelujah, filled with messages from you, hallelujah. And we talk about the gospel of the Lord. The gospel talks about good news, amen. It says, let my tongue, hallelujah, let my mouth, everything about me be filled with messages of goodwill, hallelujah, from thee, amen. Next verse.
Take my silver and my gold, not a might would I withhold.
Of treasures on earth, where moth and thieves they do ravage, hallelujah. But you should lay up your treasures in heaven. And this song is saying, take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, hallelujah, so that you are a free giver, hallelujah. It says, not a wind, a will, hallelujah. It says, everything that we do, it should come from a willing heart. Those are the people that the Lord bless. I said, we will not withhold a mite, we will not withhold a mite from the King, hallelujah. We will not withhold a mite from the King of Kings, hallelujah. It says, take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose, hallelujah. When people say that they are very sharp, amen, it has to be that they are sharp in the things of God and use their intellect for the praise and glory of God. Let everything that come out of me, just like the palm tree, oh Lord, you know that everything that comes out of the palm tree, every part of that palm tree is useful, amen. From the leaves to the root, hallelujah. From the stems, hallelujah, even to the fruit, every part of it is useful. Let everything that cometh out of me, oh Lord, be useful for thee, even in propagating the gospel, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse.
Take my will and make it.
Mine. It says the life I live. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's no longer mine. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to die to self. Hallelujah. When we die with Christ. Hallelujah. And we are risen with Christ. My will is no longer mine. Hallelujah. You know, the greatest thing that man has is that he has a will. Hallelujah. And he can decide to choose whether it's for God or against God. Hallelujah. And this song says, hallelujah, take my will and let it be thine, so that we are solely sold out to him. Hallelujah. In all that we do, the will of God is our will. Amen. He says, take my heart and let it be. Hallelujah. Take my heart, it is thine own. Amen. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And as you fill your heart, it is out of the heart comes the issues of life. Hallelujah. And as we fill our hearts with the will of God, the issues of life that flow, it will be a blessing to the people around us, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Next verse.
Take my Lord.
Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet is treasure store. Hallelujah. If God is love, hallelujah, and we belong to him, the only person that can teach us love is God. Hallelujah. It says, and we should let our life be so evident that we are following God. Hallelujah. The Bible also makes us to understand that once we give ourselves to Him, everything concerning us, it belongs to Him. It says, take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet is treasure store. Hallelujah. Take myself and I will be ever only for thee. Give me verse 1.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moment and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise.
Let's take a word, a moment, a minute or two, and pray to God with the light of this hymn. Anyone that resonates with you right now, every verse of that hymn is a prayer. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Just be praying, hallelujah. Don't worry about what I'm saying. I'm only guiding you to the words of the hymn, hallelujah. It says, take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my thighs and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee, hallelujah. Take my silver and my gold, oh God, not a mite will I withhold, hallelujah. Take my intellect, oh mangara basadaria, matobro kalingra da basa kaliga reba, oh kreke tambla tasetaria. You take my intellect, oh Lord, hallelujah, and use every power as thou shalt choose, hallelujah. Says, take my will and make it thine. It shall no longer be mine. Lord, I submit. I submit your will. He said, it shall no longer be mine. Take my heart. It is thine own, O Lord. It shall be thy royal throne. Hallelujah. Father, we give you all the praise. Lord, we thank you.
Daily as I live,
daily as I live,
daily as I live, often as I breathe,
expressions of your grace.
worship Him. Give Him praise. May truly our life be an effulgence of Your glory, Lord. Every moment, every breath that is speak You, O Lord. Rebos kata ligra kabasa talida rabasa kadabas. Era sata lida brakanga la sata lida brasata. Thank You because You feel us. Even from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Imbrasaka lisata. Bring over us with Your power, O Lord. Ekrabosa taligra rabasa dea. Your name will be exalted in our lives. Father, we give You all the praise. Eka da bosanka lingra da bas katalida rabasakaya. Eka da blum blatanda prateka da bos kataliga rabasakaya. E da bos katalina rabasakaya. Yes, we thank You. And we bless Your name. In Jesus' name we worship. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Okay, today is the 8th of December. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's the last month of the year. And you know that we are going to have crossover night, Abi, on the 31st. But we are going, when we come for crossover night, we are going to be praying. Hallelujah. Don't think that's when you come and dance. Because I see that some of you are reserving your dance steps for 31st. Don't be shocked when we come here. And God says we should pray from 10 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not me. I'm not saying that's what we do. I said, don't be shocked. Amen. Hallelujah. So that every moment and every time you have to praise Him, just praise Him. Amen. There is no special service to praise God. There is no special service to thank Him. Hallelujah. Every moment of our days, every breath that we take should be about the praise of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, if anybody has any testimony, should let me know. After I deliver the message, we'll take two testimonies and then we'll go and then we'll pray for the family. Amen. Hallelujah. During the service, we pray for the family and then we'll go and then we'll come to service. So if you have testimony, be thinking about it. If God has been good from January to now, be thinking about it. And every time we come on Sundays, we'll give testimony till the end of the year. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because except you understand that God is good and He's faithful, you will not be able to thank Him. Amen. You know, we say that a cup can either be half full or half empty. Abi? So when you see a cup, you can either decide that it's half full or it's half empty. Amen. It's only when it comes to thanking God that we always look at it that it's half empty, that nothing has been done yet. Amen. So ordinarily, if you don't have so much and you have so little, you go and make so little, make the best of the so little you have. That's what people do. So if, for instance, you are driving your car, you look at it and say, the fuel in this car is going to take me for so kilometers before I need another one. And you are thankful for that at least it will take you to where you are going. It's the same way we ought to relate with God. Hallelujah. His promises, they are yes and amen. And they will come to pass in our life. Okay? They will come to pass. But every time that you look back or you look at where you are, know that you are far away from where you are coming from. Amen. Because it is progress and progress in God. That's how it is in God. Amen. So if you think that I've not yet received what it has not yet materialized what I've asked for, know fully well that where you started from, you have moved away from it and you are closer to where you want to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I mean, it's just like when we go to school and they tell us to go to primary one. I mean, nobody ever understands why we have to go to primary one when they're in primary one. They just know that we have to go to school. Okay? And we go to primary two. Then when you get to four, they begin to tell you that there's another school after this one. And you'll be like, oh my God, what other school is it after this one? And then they begin to prep you and say, when you get to primary six, they say, oh, yeah, go to secondary school. And then they begin to tell you that there is more after this school. There's another tertiary one. Okay? And then you begin to take those tries one by one. Even though you are not yet there at the end of it, you are glad that you are making progress. Amen. Hallelujah. you are glad that you are making progress. So every time they say it's first time exam, everybody's relaxed. Ordinarily, first time exam is supposed to be the cheapest exam. Anyway, for me, it's supposed to be the cheapest exam anybody can write. It's supposed to be easiest. Just go there and write only a few notes. Second time is a big problem. Third time, they not add one first time and second time and join it to third time, and then it becomes a problem. But every time you cross those milestones, everybody gives a sigh and leaves and says, thank you, God. Hallelujah. So also, we should create milestones for our life. Amen. Even though we are not yet there, amen, we are on our way to where we are going. Amen. Hallelujah. And if our hearts will not align with what God is doing, we'll not be able to say, thank you, God. Amen. And so, if you look at the journey of 365 days, and you cannot find anything to say thank you, God, for, then there's a problem. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not anybody's right to go to bed and to wake up. Everybody believes it's their right. Abi, that I go to bed and I must wake up. I must wake up tomorrow. And I'll tell Mr. Sajid, so I'm going to see you tomorrow. As if it's my right. Hallelujah. Except by grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when things happen or come our way, learn to always give thanks to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles this morning. Luke chapter 1. When I was growing up, and they put me in the choir, they didn't find part for me, so they put me in bass. But when they put me in tenor, I could not just come up with anything. So just put me in bass. There's one man in that church then. The man who just go, just singing bass with this man. So when you sing, everything is Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1. And this morning I want to look at the instance of God's word. At the instance of God's word. Hallelujah. And in Luke chapter 1, we see the story of Mary and Elizabeth. Okay? And you look at if you look from verse 12. Luke chapter 1 from verse 12. Sorry, from verse 11. I read from verse 11. It says, then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fell upon him. And fear fell upon him, But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. Amen. So Zechariah, if you read from verse 1, you see that it had been a prayer that Zechariah and his wife had been having. And it was just they were looking for a child. And at this time, he was in the temple. And the legend appeared to him and spoke to him. I mean, if an angel should appear to me now and tell me all these things, me, I'll be very happy. I'm not going to ask you, how is it going to be? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, and Zechariah said to the angel, How shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. That's when there's a conflict with what we know and the God we serve. Amen. So science has taught us that at a particular age, there's a cutoff age where a woman cannot bear anymore. Hallelujah. I think the men are the ones that are very free. You can give birth to you anytime. Abby? Or you don't believe me? So I was in class with and I said this, anyway, the man has passed away, so nobody can catch me. So one of the royal fathers in Yoruba land, I was in class with his daughter. That was in university. I was in class with his daughter, and we were about 22, 23 years old then. And apparently, I was also a classmate to the man's grandson when I was in secondary school. So, who will I use as an example? Let me say Mr. Sajiri. So Mr. Sajiri is the royal father. And now he now gives birth to Sunday. So I was in class with Sunday in university. Now, I did not know, but when I was in secondary school, Mr. Sajiri gives birth to Sunday and Kenny. Or Pele. He gives birth to Sunday and Kenny. Now, I was now in class with Sunday in university, okay? And then Kenny's first son, I was also his classmate in secondary school. Hallelujah. Mr. Sajiri say, hey, can I do the mathematics? So Kenny is his firstborn. Who is older? Sunday is older. Sunday is the firstborn, and then Kenny is secondborn. So Sunday gives birth to Obaloluwa. So myself and Obaloluwa were secondary school mates. By the time I was in part two, okay, Mr. Sajiri's third to last born is Kenny, was also my classmate. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you the freedom that God has given me. No. So I don't understand why this man was saying that. Maybe you should come and learn from our royal fathers. Amen. He says they're advanced in age. Okay? So meaning that, his grandson and his daughter were age mates. His first grandson and his daughter, they were age mates. Hallelujah. And actually, I'm older than my grandfather's last daughter. Just know that. So I was there when we were doing naming ceremony. I was like almost 10 years old when we were doing naming ceremony for my grandfather's last daughter. It says, and Zechariah said to the angel, how shall it be for an old man? And my wife is well advanced in age. So you can technically look at it that this man is saying that his wife, baby, the issue is an old man. His wife is well advanced in age. So what he knows about the functionality of the human body is coming between the God he serves and him. Amen. Because it's not his first time with God. And he's the priest. Okay? So he listens to God for the people. He listens to God and comes to relay the message of God to the people. He needs to convince the people that this God that they serve is faithful to his word. Hallelujah. And this God that they serve, there's nothing impossible to him. Amen. Hallelujah. So if the one that's supposed to be telling you this is at the point where he cannot accept what God is saying, hook, line, and sinker, there is a problem. Let me go to the next verse. And the angel said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. Amen. He says, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. Okay? And I was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. Hallelujah. If you know the function of Angel Gabriel, he's the one that is assigned the responsibility of carrying information. Okay? So he carries information from the throne of God and delivers it to the people. And he says, these glad tidings. Hallelujah. Next verse. And then he says, Behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us something. I think, let me look for it. I've forgotten. It's in the book of Isaiah. It says, the angels of the Lord, the aching unto the voice of the word of God. The angels of the Lord, the aching unto the voice of the word of God. Meaning that when the angels of God, when they hear God's word, no matter the voice that is, it says the aching unto the voice of the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't miss it. Okay? Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Okay? Meaning that, this is what it means, that it doesn't matter whose voice it is. Okay? Once it's God's word, the angels of God, they aching unto it. Hallelujah. Amen. How much more the one that receives direct instruction from God? So Gabriel was telling him that, look, I have come, I stand before the throne of the Almighty. Meaning that this is not the essay. It's not anything. This is a deliberate message from God. Hallelujah. And how be it that the priest of God could not recognize that this is the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the angel says, because you do not believe, then you will remain mute. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you have been listening to service in the last 2-3 weeks, hallelujah. It says that there is power in the words that we speak. Okay? So that you don't change, so that it will not change the course of things or it will cause further delay. He said it's going to be mute. He says, behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until these things take place. Hallelujah. Because it's going to be spreading unbelief. Now, he's supposed to have gone to his wife. Who is his wife now? Who is Zachariah's wife? Elizabeth. Good. He's supposed to have gone to Elizabeth, okay, and be able to say, look, this is what God has said, and this is what is going to happen. At this rate, the angel looks at him and says, this guy will not go, and he won't encourage this woman at all. Hallelujah. It will cause an environment that will not be favorable. And that's why we have to always create our own environment and create an atmosphere for miracles by the words that we say. Amen. And so the Lord said, the angel said, you know what, you're going to be mute because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. And always remember Habakkuk 2:2. Anytime you are looking to God for anything, there is a timing for man and a timing for God. Amen. A timing for man and a timing for God. So when I was going to leave the university, I proposed in my heart that I was going to buy a particular brand of vehicle. It was under Accord. They call it Allah. That's what I wanted to buy when I was leaving the university. And every time I wanted to buy it, money would just not be enough. Then I wanted to settle for another brand. The person just said, no. There's no pay small and all that. So I left it. And then 6 years after I'd left university and I was going to get married, just as I was about making all the final preparations for wedding, my wife to be then, now said, don't worry, now, this is it. My wife to be then now said, okay, there is one under Allah. Now they want to sell, someone wants to sell in my office. And I think you should buy it. And now, behold, I've never told her that I wanted to buy another Allah. So whenever I said my wife to be then, it was because I had not married her then. Hallelujah. Okay? So she came and said, 2 months. And I'm like, 2 months to wedding. If I go and use the money, this Esusu money that I'm collecting, if I go and use it to buy moto, it won't be a problem. So she now said, Just go and check it. It may just be what you like. Meanwhile, I know in my mind that's what I like. And so when I got there, it was an American spec. You know this one that had automatic seatbelt. When you open the door, have you seen it before? Na lie. I know you cannot. You have seen it. Yeah. Because I think that model of seatbelt failed. So they don't do them again. But once you open the door, it will release the seatbelt. And then when you close it, it will latch you, you know. So when I got there, I was like, wow, this is fantastic. And I can't afford it. And I was not forming to my wife then. I said, madam, there's more. We're going to do marriage. It's these days that everybody's okay with, let's go to church and pray and thank God. Everybody wanted to do a big wedding. So, and that was, I think I went to check that car in, if I'm not wrong, I think it was November. I went to check that car. And at the same time, I was going to get married. And I was looking for a house to rent. Same November, they say, there's a place vacant to come and see so that you pay. So I will do wedding, I'll buy car, I'll rent house with Esusu money. Voila. So I went to check the car and then I came back. I said, okay, no problem. But I can't afford this now. There's more to be done. I know the beauty of it. Till we could get money in March, that car was not sold. It was November. Till we got money in March, the car was there. Hallelujah. Even the house rent that they say I should come and pay. When they told me that the place was vacant, they said, people are rushing it. I said, never fall for those lines. The marketing gimmicks. Say people are rushing it, blah, blah, blah. I said, I can't afford it now. But I was going to get married. I was going to get married the second week of January. And it was November. My wedding was for January. I won't tell you the date. So it was for January, and this was November. So I said, I don't have money now. Please tell them when I have money, I'll come and pay. Does it happen anyway? So I chose my train for wedding some months before then. And Pastor BJ was supposed to be my best man. And I purposely put him as my best man. Because I know that I'll be distracted with all this wedding up and down. But I know that he'll be praying. And I didn't tell him anything. I just said, Pastor BJ, you'll be my best man. He said, no problem. And since the day I told him he'll be my best man, he had been praying. Me that I know what God was telling me inside me. I know he will pray. Hallelujah. So me, I was busy chasing all these things. And then he was busy praying. And then one day, I went to church in Ibadan. And then in my Bible, he wrote God's word. And he put it there. You will not be stranded. He put it there and he closed my Bible. So when I go back to Lagos, I opened the Bible and I saw, you will not be stranded. And he put it there the way he writes in him and all that. So I knew it was a word from God. Immediately I saw that. I did not need to know whether it was an angel or whatever. It's God's word. I just latched onto it. So when the people were pressurizing me to pay, I don't have money. When I'm ready, I'll come and pay. And you won't believe it. Until the end of February, they kept the house for me. Then when people came, they said, no. Somebody is going to pay. Yeah, somebody is going to pay. We want to pay. No. Somebody is going to pay. So they waited till I could get money end of February. And then I went to pay. And then in March, I could pay for the car. Hallelujah. So when we look at God's word, our desires, and you allow God to work, you will see these things come to pass. And what was I doing? I was just simply looking at the word that he said. That is not that he wrote a Bible parcel. He just put it there. And I did not tell him what I was also facing. Amen. I didn't tell him that. Pastor Vijay, there's no money to even finish this wedding. Not to talk of rent house. Amen. Or even to talk of buy car. I just left it like that. Amen. And you know, I told you that I know that you'll be praying. When we were in church for the wedding and we were doing all the dancing, Pastor Vijay stood there and was busy praying. In the video, when you look at him in the video, he was just praying in tongues all through. I said, we're done. That's the work of a best man. Because that's all my mind. That's what because I knew that I will be distracted. And there was no way. I was not going to deceive myself or anything. I knew that I would be distracted. But when I looked at the video, even when I was signing like this on my head. He was praying. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to be deliberate about the things that you do. I just told you that part of it for you to understand. You have to be deliberate. You don't just pick anything anywhere and say, this one. You have to be very deliberate about those things. But the word that he wrote in that Bible was good enough for me. Now, this is Zechariah, and the angel of God was talking to him, and he was meant to be familiar with the dealings of God. Let's go to verse, 34? Yeah, go to the 34. No, let's do it from verse 26. So that we can give two answers to it. It says, now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee near Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Amen. In the instance that we looked at in verse 20, the angel attributed Zechariah's question to unbelief. He says, you do not believe. That's why you're asking me for signs. Okay? When Mary asked, I think in verse 33, when Mary asked and said, how is it going to be that me that I do not know a man? Okay, the angel did not say it was unbelief. He only clarified to her and said, this is what will happen. And Mary's response after he said everything was that, let it be unto me according to your word. He says, and the angel answered her and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. At this point, when the angel was telling Mary that Elizabeth, your cousin, is 6 months down the line, Elizabeth and Mary had not communicated. If you read further down in this chapter 1, you see that the two of them had not known anything about Elizabeth's conception until the angel told Mary. Okay? Now, when God's word comes to us, we need to receive it with thanksgiving and in absolute submission to the will of God. Now, you can see something here. If you go back to verse 31, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. You know that Mary did not ask that, who is Jacob, who is David? Because they were familiar to her. And it takes us back to what we were talking about this morning, that you need to tell your children, make this thing known to your children, and they will let it know to your children, and then from generation to generation, all these things about the word of God must be known. So when the angel was talking to her, she was able to relate with the throne of David and then with the house of Jacob. Hallelujah. Amen. So it was not strange to her what he was saying. The only thing that she could not wrap her hand around was the fact that she, not knowing a man, was going to be able to conceive. Hallelujah. But her response was that, be it unto me according to your word. Amen. When the Holy Spirit brings us So it says, verse 7 says, for with God nothing will be impossible. Then in verse 28 it says, then Mary said, behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be according to your word. And the angel departed from her. It says, let it be according to your word. There was an atmosphere that had been created. In the case of Zechariah, the angel made him mute and said, until these things come to pass, you are going to be mute. Okay? Because the way the two of them received the word of God was totally different. Amen. And there's more expectation from one end than the other. Amen. In my own capacity as me, I think there will be more expectation from this priest than from just a maid servant that God had picked. So you expect that. He says, my sheep, they know my voice. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're supposed to also be conversant with the ways and acts of God. Okay? So when you get too used to God, be careful so that you don't miss it. Hallelujah. Amen. So that was what happened to Zechariah. He just got too comfortable and said, I'm an old man. My wife is well advanced in age. How can this be? And the way he spoke it, the spirit. So a certain man always tells us that there's a spirit behind letters. The spirit behind what he spoke was a spirit of unbelief. And the angel could pick it. Hallelujah. But in the case of Mary, it was a spirit of total submission to the will of God. When we submit to God, we cannot deceive God in our submission to Him. It's either we are submitting wholeheartedly or we are lying. Amen. Or we are doing it on belief. And what does God deal with? God deals with your heart. Amen. Not the things that you say. Hallelujah. He deals with your heart. And it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. So for you to speak, it's coming from your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. So in these two instances, the angel of God visited two different people, and two different responses, met with two different responses from God. Okay? But then, the end that God had in mind, God preserved the end he had in mind by making him mute. Hallelujah. Amen. And but for Mary, for the end in mind, God had in mind, because she will accept his word just as it is, he allowed things to be. And if you go to verse 39, the Bible says, now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you see the way the Spirit of God works? So verse 39 says that after the encounter Mary had with the angel, she quickly went and went to Elizabeth's house. Okay? And on getting there, she knocked and she greeted. At the instance that Mary accepted God's word, her whole composition had changed. That's what this portion of the Bible is saying. Everything about Mary had changed. It says there that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with Holy Spirit. It was Mary that was greeting. Eh? She was greeting Elizabeth, and yet Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The babe in her womb recognized that this is a carrier. So at the point that Mary had accepted, she had been a carrier of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's what the Bible is trying to make us understand here. Okay, go to the next verse. You see, it says, then she spoke with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believes, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which was told her from the Lord. Mary did not tell Elizabeth that this is what the Lord had told her. Huh? When you say the deep searches out deep things, hallelujah. So Mary accepted the word of God, and immediately everything about her changed. She had a composition that changed. And the only thing that changed about her was that the Spirit of God had engulfed her. And so when she was speaking, okay, and if you go and look at what the Spirit spoke about the two children that were going to be born, John and Jesus, he talked about that the Spirit of God will be upon them. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Spirit of God upon John in the womb who recognized the Spirit of God upon Mary. Hallelujah. And so the child lived for joy. And then his mother also could recognize that something happened on the inside of me. And then she could say of certainty that whatever God has spoken to Mary, it says, blessed, what is it? Blessed. Then she spoke with love, and blessed are you among women. And blessed. No, the one before now, 41. And now when Elizabeth abed, that the babe leaped in your womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, go to the next one. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Hallelujah. So there's a confirmation. She did not tell Elizabeth that things were told her from the Lord. And neither did Elizabeth know that whatever was told her from the Lord was the witness on the inside of her. The virtue of the baby she was carrying was enough for her to know that this is the mother of the Lord and these are the things that the Lord has spoken to her. Hallelujah. When we carry the Holy Spirit, it says the Spirit of the Lord, it will guide us and lead us into all truth. That's what the Bible says. It will guide and it will lead us into all truth. So if we order our steps, if we order our footsteps along the path of God, okay, we are not going to miss out of what He's having for us. Especially when we believe it and we take it hook, line, and sinker. Because it's God's word. He has never failed. He will not fail. And He's not man that He should lie. Hallelujah. That's the point where we are dealing with God with. It's not when we are dealing with a man, man to man. That's how you say, are you sure that He's going to do what He's saying? You know, if I am Mr. Sajiri and I have an agreement, and I say, okay, and I go home and say, Mr. Sajiri said he's going to give me 100 beds for Christmas, 100 chickens for Christmas. That's what I thought. I just told my Mrs. Roju, don't bother buying Christmas chicken. Mr. Sajiri is giving me 100. And then she's going to ask him and say, how are you sure that he's going to give you 100? Is it not for his business? Are you depending on somebody saying? Because it's man to man. Man has been over time, not him, but man generally over time, have been known to fail in the things that they promise. Because the truth of the matter is that it's not in a man's power to be able to deliver and promise. Except God gives you the ability. That's where you deliver and promise. And that's why the Bible says all that when you say anything, always end it that by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But for God, it says by two immutable things. In Hebrews, it says by two immutable things, He cannot lie. Okay? He has sworn by His name. There's no other thing higher than that. And then He has sworn. And so by two immutable things, God cannot lie. He does not have the ability to lie. That's what He means by cannot. Okay? So if He says you cannot do something, you do not have the ability to do it. And you know, oftentimes, we always mix up these things. So I cannot do something and I will not do something. There are two different things. Ordinarily, what you should tell people when they ask you for something that you can do or you have the capacity to do is that what you should tell people is that I will not do it. Okay? Not because I don't have the capacity to do it, but I do not want to do it. Now, when you say, tell somebody, I cannot do it, actually means that you do not have the capacity to do it. That's what it means. Because when we speak other people's language, you need to learn the technicality of the language. So, I cannot do something means I do not have the capacity. So, God does not have that capacity to lie. So, when He speaks, it comes to pass. It says that my word, they will not return to me void until they accomplish that which I've sent them forth to accomplish. If He does not mean it, He will not say it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So Hebrews 6:16 says, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled from refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Because I keep telling you that you need to hold on to God's word. You need to fly with whatever God tells you. The only reason you have to do that is because the one saying it cannot. It is impossible for Him to lie. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Hebrews 1:1. See, God at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the worlds. Hallelujah. So in previous times, he spoke through the prophets, and that's why he was unimaginable, unfathomable, that he will be telling the prophet something about the prophet, and the prophet cannot latch onto it and fly with it. Hallelujah. You know, in the case of Abraham, when God said that he would have a son, Sarah helped him and gave him Agai. And then Abraham went into Agai and they gave birth to Ishmael. Is Ishmael now? That's actually, I've come. They gave birth to Ishmael. Okay? And God said, that's not my promise for you. He said, it will come from your loins. Amen. Because some people that like to fornicate and commit adultery, they will say, you see, Abraham, he had two wives. If truly God counted Agai as his wife, then Ishmael would have stayed and there would not have been an Isaac. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? That some people, some foolish people, they want to justify their foolishness. And they say, look at the elders of faith. This one had two wives. This one had three wives. This one had... When he came to the child of promise, the one that will give, that everything will follow his line, God said that it will be from Sarah, his wife. And you go and read it again. He said, from his loins. When Sarah moved Agai to Abraham for them to fulfill their own vision of what God wanted to do, God said, you have just wasted your time. Meaning that Agai is not your wife. So if you go sleeping around, you're going to be in problem. Because that's the problem we are dealing with now. And we'll continue to deal with it with the world. Okay? It had to be with whom he had that promise from the beginning. And that's why God said, this one is your own wala. You bear it. The one I'm going to give you must come, and you'll come from Sarah. Hallelujah. You have to always recognize God's word in every situation that you are in. And then you have to be able to walk with it. So oftentimes people will say, when things happen, they will say that all we do is to go to God in prayer. That's because that's all we know to do. Hallelujah. But what they don't also know is that in the place of prayer, God gives us instructions on the things to do. I've never seen any... When you take a car to a manufacturer's workshop, okay, and my car has a problem, I've never seen them in a manufacturer's workshop just go open the bonnet of the car or the hood of the car and start fixing the car and say, it's fine. You know what they do? They bring out the manual of the car. They will scan the car and bring out the manual and begin to look at different codes that the car is bringing and tell you that, look, this is the problem. They do not say because that they are the manufacturers of the car. They just go into the car, open it, and start fiddling with the car and say it's going to work. That's what many people do with their lives when they do not go and consult God about what to do. The manual that God has given to us is the Bible. We ought to look at it and say, this is God's word. And it's in and out of season. It's always there. Hallelujah. God's word is always new every morning. Amen. It's new today. It will be new tomorrow. Somebody will hear this tomorrow and will run with it and it will work for the person. Because he says his word will not return to him void until it accomplishes that which he has set forth to accomplish. Amen. If he's going to say anything new to you, hallelujah, he's going to bring out a revelation from the word that is before you. So if you do not consult that manual, how are you going to be able to understand what to do with God and with his word? Amen. So Mary left after this angel spoke with her and quickly went to Elizabeth, because the angel told her she's down the line 6 months. Hallelujah. And there again, she got a confirmation of God's word without asking for it. Amen. So oftentimes, when God is nudging you, the Spirit of God is nudging you, and someone comes to you and talks to you about how to do something, okay? And then another person comes and gives a confirmation to you about how to do it. Let it be within the confines of the Word of God. Because it's not every, you know, there's always a counterfeit. It's not every time that what you are supposed to do, except it's coming from the Scriptures. Let it be that the confirmation you are receiving is aligning with what God has told you in your closet. Everybody in the Scriptures that having a miracle or is fulfilling God's word is a direct word from God to them that they are fulfilling. And every other thing that comes to them is a confirmation of what God has already spoken to them. It's not that somebody came and told them before God told them. Hallelujah. So for Mary, as she said, as she believed, power of God engulfed her. Then Elizabeth came and said, okay, there will be a performance of the word that you have heard from the Lord. That's what she said. So if you have not heard anything from the Lord, what is there going to be a performance from? You're not going to be living on what man says. Amen. It has to be by the word of God. And every other person that is talking in alignment with God says is only coming to confirm what the Lord has spoken to you in your closet. When people rely solely on their skills, they never move out of their obscurity. So if you are well known in a particular setting, and you have no God aspect to it, it's going to be a problem for you to move to the next phase. Okay? If you look at the story of Oholiab and Bezalel, I think it's in Exodus. If you look at their story, God said that he was looking for craftsmen that would be able to help design all the things that he had given, all the patterns that he had given Moses concerning the temple. And then he said that, is it Exodus? Exodus chapter 31. From verse 1. It says, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, and the son of all of the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I indeed have appointed with him Oholiab, the son of Ahishamak, of the tribe of Dan, and I put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans that they may make all that I have commanded you. Hallelujah. Amen. You see that God did not take away the fact that some people were gifted, but he's saying that he had put in them wisdom. He says, I put wisdom in the hands of all gifted artisans. But in the case of Bezalel, go back to verse 1. In the case of Bezalel, it says, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, okay, see, I called Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of all of the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Hallelujah. Another Bible version of the Bible says, all manner of craftsmanship. So the Spirit of God had come to enable him, giving him wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And if you don't forget, if you have not forgotten, the center of the teaching of the 15th anniversary, he talked about three things that are important: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah. But these things were given by God. And so even the artisans that were gifted, so there's something for you to be able to do it. He said he has put in them wisdom that will enhance the things that they do. So if for the artisans, if they had gone and they wanted to do And Moses told them all the patterns that God had given them. Of their own wisdom, they would not have been able to deliver on the patterns that God had in mind. Because here he says that, go back to verse 5. Verse 6. He says that, I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans that they may make all that I have commanded you. So if they had taken out God and they would not have been able to make everything that God had commanded, they will be able to make some, but they will not have been able to make all that they had commanded. Because that extra touch from God is very important. So if you are living, you can't afford to live, and if by adventure you are doing it, you cannot afford to live without that power of God resting upon you, without the wisdom from God and understanding and knowledge from God as we go into 2025. If everything you did in 2024, you think, this is how good I am, know that you can be a lot better. That you can do according to the pattern that God is showing. You can do a lot better. You know that when we're in school, they tell us that 70A is a 4 points. Abi 5 points. Abi 99A is a 5 points. The same thing. Hallelujah. But do you know that in the categories of people that get A, if I tell you that I have a 99A and you get a 70A, you will bow your heart and say, ha, Ogana Master. Hallelujah. Meaning that if you settle for less than you are worth, then what's the point? Instructions, taking instructions from God, just like we read this morning in 1 John chapter 2, taking instructions from God is as good as obeying Him, hallelujah, and as good as being submitted to His will. So let's open our hearts and be ready. Because God's instructions will come, hallelujah, amen. But it's coming to you as a person. So if you are not praying, you are not waiting on God, hallelujah, there's no, where is he going to get instruction from? See, as I'm speaking, and you are processing it, if you are processing it, you are remembering something that you got from God in your own quiet place, that's the way God works. Hallelujah. But it has to be God's word to you, for you, with God. Let's rise to our feet. Let's just talk to God this morning. And first, we'll not take Him for granted. We'll obey His word to the letter. Not being over familiar with His word, but as when His word comes, we accept it with meekness and with all purity of heart, knowing fully well that He that is that. That He who began a good work is able to perfect it. Let's just talk to Him this morning. Magnify the name of God. Just thank him. That we will not take with levity the instructions that is given to us, whether in the things we ought to do or in how to do them, how to go about them. It's what to us, as we get a confirmation for it, we run along with it. Thank Him because we wait for His timing. Hallelujah. Father, we give You all the praise. Nebraska Baseta leader. Ekabu Santa Liga Rabasaria. Eka Pase Kato Santa Liga Rabasaria. Leka Lambasoka Bavasaria. Meka de Masadaya. Thank Him because the mighty one who He is, He will do great things for us. Manka Basada Lisaria. His mercy will be upon us from generation to generation. Inkabosa Kaligra Dabasata Liga Dimbrabus Katalia. Eka Tarambras Katambu Kinke Liga Rabusata Liga Raba. Eka Prateka Tamasa Kabusata Liga Rabasadea. Eka Rambla Tora Busata Liga Rabasakaya. This morning, let's lift up our children into the hands of the Lord. We're going to pray concerning them that indeed they have an unusual aptitude for understanding every aspect of learning, hallelujah, and wisdom. And that God will give each one of them a special ability Hallelujah. That they'll be 10 times better than their peers. All the children in surpassing grace assembly, even in our families, God will give them that aptitude. Hallelujah. An unusual one, an understanding in every wisdom. For the one that is suckling, man, to the adolescent, man, God indeed will give them that master that that wisdom that is uncommon, man. The Bible says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask, man, of God who gives liberally. Hallelujah. So this morning, ask for all children. Hallelujah. Even if the child is 40 years old, hallelujah, he's a child. Hallelujah. Indeed, that aptitude. Hallelujah. For understanding every wisdom. Hallelujah. They will not be deceived by the things of the world. Hallelujah. Your word of God will come alive to them. Hallelujah. In designing, they will come out 10 times better than their peers. Hallelujah. Because they will stay on the path of God all the days of their life. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you for who you are. Thank you because we recognize that you are God who cannot lie. And so we hold on firm to your word for our lives. Thank you because your word to us today, we walk with it in Jesus' name. We give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.